It's good for your teeth and your muscle tone. Cow, cow, you know cow makes a gracious host. Eyes, face, rump, roast cow. In India, cows are sacred.
Big Finish here. Moo. There is a moo there at the end. That's Cormac McCarthy and Cows. What a fun morning. Thank you for being along with us today. It's wonderful to have your company. Broadcasting live from historic Allegheny Square, along with Ricky Berger. This is Larry Berger, and this is the show that gets Larry and Vanessa's weekend off to a good start, the Saturday Light Brigade. Saturday mornings at WRCT, Pittsburgh, WIUP-FM, Indiana, WMCO, New Concord, KRDP, Apache Junction, Goldfield, Ghost Town, Phoenix, WSAJ, FM, Grove City, WCUC, FM, Clarion, WNJR, Washington, WKYW, LP, Kaiser, West Virginia, Mountain Streams, Radio.org, Tube City Online at WMCK.FM, McKeesport, and SLVRadio.org, where you will find a link to our own player, plus those of TuneIn, Simple Radio, Streama, and Radio Garden, as well as our Listen by Phone service at 631-359-8728.
Help, I need somebody. Help, not just anybody. Help, I need someone. Help, when I was younger, so much younger than today. Appreciate you being round. Won't you help me get my feet back on the ground? Won't you please, please help me? And now my life has changed in oh so many ways. My independence seems to vanish in the haze. But every now and then I feel so insecure. I know that I just need you like I've never done before. Help me if you can, I'm feeling down.
Saturday Light Brigade with Robert Hale and the Eighth Wonder Band. The Sound Hound is getting ready to make his appearance for today and getting ready to challenge you to see if you can earn a Saturday Light Brigade charge.
The Northside Chronicle joins you in supporting the Saturday Light Brigade. The Northside Chronicle is a nonprofit community newspaper available in print, digital, and mobile formats that provides coverage of the people, places, and events in the 18 Northside neighborhoods of Pittsburgh. Details on the Northside Chronicle is available at thenorthsidechronicle.com.
Teens interested in podcasting, writing, music, journalism, or other forms of self-expression are invited to join us for a wide range of SLB Youth Media Center programs. Activities include workshops on writing and audio recording, as well as weekly open mics and open studio hours on Mondays through Thursdays from 3 to 6 p.m. and Saturdays from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. Activities are free to area teens. Visit ymc.slbradio.org. for details.
Our summer camps have been announced. You can learn more about them at slbradio.org/news. Now it is time to give you a chance to earn a Saturday Light Brigade charge. The Sound Hound has been a little sleepy inside of the house, has not been out much, except for those important times when he must go out, but he hasn't been out lately. Hang in there, boy. Let me grab the sound from him. There it is, and here is this week's sound. One more time. Any idea what that sound is?
It's time to connect. Join us on or off the air by calling or texting us at 412-200-5975. You can also reach us at 1-888-752-7234. Or through Interact Live at slbradio.org/radio. You're a big part of the Saturday Light Brigade.
Good luck with today's Sound Hound puzzle. If you had a deck of cards without the jokers, just the kind you might play solitaire with, and if you took a card away from that deck for every Valentine's Day you celebrated with a particular person, you would be Larry and Vanessa, who are about to be celebrating their 52nd anniversary. I can think of no better song than this one, Neil and Leandra, here at the Saturday Light Brigade. An early happy Valentine's Day.
We've got an old love, one we never will get tired of. One that fits us like an old glove. One to warm the winter days. And we don't have to say I love you quite as often as we used to. Old love just goes without saying, but we still say it anyway. I met you beneath the willow. We were young, a little shy, but we would sit and talk for hours and watch the river flowing by. And you would laugh at all my stories, and then at dusk I'd walk you home. Who'd have guessed we'd walk a lifetime, growing up and growing old. And we've got an old love,
just goes without saying, but we still say it anyway. We may not leave this town we live in, and life's not as easy as we planned. I always meant to give you diamonds, but you still wear a plain gold band. And that old river keeps on rolling, and we don't know just what's in store. But in spite of all of this, I don't love you like I did. Oh, I love you so much more. And we've got an old love, one we never will get tired of, one that fits us like an old glove, one to warm the winter days. And we don't have to say I love as we used to. Old love just goes without saying, but we still say it anyway. This old love just goes without saying, but we still say it anyway.
Fire, irresistible, wake up in the morning, make
kisses just for you. Soft kiss, warm embrace. You've got the time, I got a place. I'm doing time, I'm doing time. I'm doing time, I'm doing time. I'm doing time, doing time.
That's Eddie Dillon at the Saturday Light Brigade. Soft kiss, warm embrace, new into our library this week. And one that's hardly new before that. Old Love from Neil and Alejandra. I know a lot of listeners, in addition to you, probably enjoyed that song. We played it for Larry and Vanessa. But there's others, Ross and Sharon, Tommy and Sherry, who really adore that song. How are you coming with this morning's SoundHound? Jess is going to answer it in a moment, but let's give you another chance in case you didn't hear it. Here it is. 412-200-5975. There is still time to take a guess. We'd love to hear from you. And let me acknowledge some answers coming in. Katrina is in New Bethlehem. Katrina thought it could be balls dropping inside of something. You were on the right track. Or a soda vending machine. Or mail dropping into a U.S. post office box. None of those. Addie came up with the correct answer by way of John and East Deer. Rich in Edinburgh got it exactly correct. So did Super Pudge and Lamartine. You can add your answer at 412-200-5975. Jim thought it could be stapling papers. I hear that. That would be the kind of stapling you do when you're really pounding on it. Here's the sound again. It's the very end that should help give it away. We'll give you just another moment to come up with the correct answer. And as you're thinking about it, we will begin to have a conversation with Jess in the South Hills. Hello, Jess.
Hello, how are you today?
Good, thank you for holding on. You were so quick with this. I'm sorry you had to wait for a minute. So I was thinking about you the other day because of these beautiful bags that you make, and you were kind enough to send one to Ricky out of different fabrics. I saw this ad on television, and maybe you've seen it. You send this company a bunch of your old t-shirts, and they send you a quilt back that basically consists of squares that they got from cutting up your t-shirts. It seemed like an interesting idea. I have no idea how well they do at it, but have you seen anything like that done?
I've seen stuff like that done. I've not seen that commercial that you're referring to.
Yeah, it's amazing.
I've seen people make quilts out of them and out of t-shirts and stuff.
Yeah, it's a nice way. I don't know if people still have quilting bees where, you know, people get together and sew as a group. That would be a fun thing to do. When you make your bags, you're probably pretty solitary, I would guess.
Yeah, I am in my little workroom.
Yeah. Well, I'm curious. To me, quilts are amazing. I had a woman tell me years ago, and I can't remember her name, but she said, always look at the back. That's the sign. That's the sign of a terrific mm-hmm. quilt, to make sure that the quilter cared.
If the back looks good as the front, then it was made by a good quilter.
Yeah, that's what she always told me. Well, you knew. Let me get the Sound Hound to share the sound one more time, if you will, please. There it is. And what did that signify to you?
Oh, that's somebody dribbling and shooting a basketball. And you can tell at the end when it hits the backboard.
Yes, the sound of a swoosh.
Yep, into the net.
Well done. Boy, when I was a kid, I used to shoot foul shots constantly. I would just go to the basketball court, and I got pretty good at it. Unless somebody else was looking, then I got bad at it. Like so many other things in life.
I wonder how much of your getting good at it was in your own head.
That's true. Yeah, there's...
In our own head, we're like total basketball stars.
We used to... It depended on how much time we had. My brothers and I would either play pig or horse. Basically, how did that go? When you, for every shot you missed, you got a letter. So, if we were all taking foul shots, first one to miss would get the letter P, and then if you got all the way to pig, you were done. And horse elongated the game. I always wanted to play hippopotamus, you know, or something a little more challenging.
Supercalifragilisticexpialidocious.
There you go.
Be there for a while.
Being the little kid, that's what you end up wanting to play. Well, good to talk to you. I hope you have a good day.
Yeah. Yeah, you too.
Take care. Nicolette is working on a quilt right now. Oh, it's beautiful. She just sent that to us by way of Jim in Crafton Heights. That's gorgeous, Nicolette. Rick in Mooresville was... Oh, he just sent a number of what he called Saturday Light Brigade classics. And it is amazing how many hits we've had over the years. Thank you for that list. Angie made t-shirt quilts in memory of Mike's brother, writes Mike. T-shirt quilts, like the ones I was just describing. And those looked beautiful. I have no idea how much. I'm sure that sounds to me like something on the television commercial I saw that would probably be a pretty penny, right? At least I think so. Tommy in Virginia has the right answer. And let me be sure I didn't miss anybody. Oh, Barb in Oakmont had a guess of splitting logs. It does sound like that at the beginning. And Stu thought it could be hammering down an icicle, which he got to do earlier in the week. I am afraid of the gigantic, let's call it a giga icicle, that's on our house. I'm afraid that, at least this is what I'm telling Ricky, I have to just let nature take its course. Nature got it there. Nature will maybe eliminate it. But it is huge. Congratulations. Always good to play the sound after you know what it is. So here you'll hear some dribbling and then the swoosh of the score. Congratulations if you came up with it, Sound Hound. Here you go. Easy, boy. Easy. Glad you're listening. He mentioned Hills of Home, Deep River Blues, Harley, Estate Sale, If I Had a Million Dollars is some of his favorite SLB classics. And he also mentioned this one, Dan Hicks and the Acoustic Warriors. Up, up, up at the Saturday Light Brigade.
Asbestos. My father's name was Estes. And I don't know if that messed us up or what it did. My brother was working at the boiler. Was glad he wasn't working as an oiler. Then my sister went and lit a match and up is where they went. They went up, up, up. Like a guy on a rocket. Up, up, up. Keep your luck, don't lock it. Up, up, up. Put your finger in the socket. Don't you know that's a jack? Swing shift at a big factory. I keep cutting, I just keep strutting. Cause up is where I'm going. Up, up, up. Push the elevator button. Up, up, up. Like Superman's cousin. Up, up, up. Propelling, hell, I'm buzzing. Don't you know that's up, Chuck? Numerous to mention. Don't stop.
Dan Hicks and the Acoustic Warriors at the Saturday Light Brigade. We're going to play, once again, Craig told me about an anniversary And I'm going to see, Dan, we're done with you. I'm going to see if I can find, why don't I think of things earlier? Give me 1 second. You think I found it. It's another birthday today for somebody, and we're going to sing happy birthday to that person in a minute. Broadcasting live from historic Allegheny Square, along with Ricky Berger, this is Larry Berger, and this is the show that gets your weekend off to a good start, the Saturday Light Brigade. Saturday mornings from SLV Radio Productions. And Karen and Kaiser, she added some other old hits, Little Potato, Waltzing with Bears, The Kitty Diddy, The Proper Coffee Pot from Trout Fishing in America. I almost was going to play that next. In fact, I will play that in a little bit. But Craig mentioned that today is the anniversary of the birth of John Deere. John Deere was born today, February 7th, and we don't get, you know, that many opportunities to celebrate his birthday, so we'll do it this way.
I drove my tractor through your haystack last night. Ooh, ah, I threw me pitchfork at your dog to keep quiet. Ooh, ah, now someone's telling me that you move right in me. Proper disgrace. Wow. Now if I cleaned it up, would you change your mind? Wow. I'll give up drinking Strumpy and that larder alive. Cause I got a brand new combine harvester and I'll give you the key. Come on now, let's get together in perfect harmony. We grand couple at that last Wurzel dance. I wore brand new gaiters and me corduroy pants. In your new Sunday dress with your perfume smelling grand. We had our photos taken us old and end. Now I got a brand new combine harvester and I'll give you the key. Now that we both passed our 50s, I think that you and me should stop this. Woman, and I can't wait to get me hands on your land.
That is a group known as the Wurzels. Let me see if I can add this one, as long as we're talking about John Deere. This is a group that decided to use a tractor's engine as a rhythm section. They're known as the Ollie Hemmickson Trio. Nice, you don't have to pay the rhythm section, except in diesel. February 7th, 1804. Big finish now.
Bravo!
I don't think the cold weather's been getting to be at all. An Afterthoughts puzzle coming up for you in just a moment, giving you a chance to earn a Saturday Light Brigade charge.
New Horizon Theater joins you in supporting the Saturday Light Brigade, celebrating over 30 years of professional live theater reflecting African-American points of view. New Horizon Theater presents Meet Me at the Oak, a historical drama set in 1955 Louisiana following a long-standing black family, their new white neighbors, and the rising tensions between the two families over an oak tree that holds deep significance. Meet Me at the Oak runs from February 19th through March 1st at the Pittsburgh Public's Helen Wayne Rao Hall, 621 Penn Avenue, downtown Pittsburgh. More details are available at newhorizontheater.org.
Our annual MLK Day special, known as Streaming Justice, is now available for on-demand listening. If you go to slbradio.org/catalog, you will find it there, and you'll get to hear three original teen-hosted hours talking about civil rights past, present, and future. Streaming Justice, now available at slbradio.org/catalog. We're going to serve up a proper cup of coffee in just a moment. Get ready for that. We also are going to serve up this morning's Afterthoughts puzzle. Can you tell us what one word naturally follows these three? Head, ring, and post. Head, ring, and post. The same word has to follow each of those words. Any idea what it might be? Head blank, ring blank, and post blank.
It's time to connect. Join us on or off the air by calling or texting us at 412-200-5975. You can also reach us at 1-888-752-7234 or through Interact Live at slbradio.org/radio. You're a big part of the Saturday Light Brigade.
Again, our words are head, ring, and post. Give us a call. We're live. We'd love to hear from you at 412-200-5975. 5 or 1-888-7527-234. Here, another song perhaps made famous by the Saturday Light Brigade. At least famous to us.
Audience participation portion of our album. This is an old sing-along song, and what we'd like for you to do is to listen to the chorus of this song and then sing along with us. We'll go through it once, and then we want you all to sing along. Sat on his oriental mat in his harem in downtown Persia. He took a sip of coffee, just a drip, and he said to his servant, "Curse ya! Ah, curse ya, curse ya, curse ya! That's the worst cup of coffee in Persia. Cause all I want is a proper cup of coffee made in a proper cup of coffee pot. I may be off my dot, but I want a proper coffee in a proper copper pot. Iron coffee pots, sent in coffee pots, they are no use to me. If I can't have a proper cup of coffee in a proper copper coffee pot, I'll have a cup of tea."
You got it? Well, join right in.
In days of old, when nice and men were bold and whiskey was much cheaper, Ben Turpin rode to a coffee shop and showed his pistols to the keeper. He said, "Stand and deliver, can't you see that I'm all a quiver? Cause all I want is a proper cup of coffee made in a proper cup of coffee pot. I may be off my dot, but I want a proper coffee in a proper copper pot. Iron coffee pots, sent in coffee pots, they are no use to me. If I can't have a proper cup of coffee in a proper copper coffee pot, I'll have a cup of tea." When Bonaparte found that he was in the cart and he lost that Waterloo fight, he gave his sword to Wellington, my lord, and he said, "Those bitches can't have that. Now you've had your Waterloo, say, tell me what am I having with you, say? Kiss, and leave me to see baby, give me a kiss, give me a baby, give me a kiss, hip, hip. And maybe if my dance pretty, when it did a kiss, and if it did a kiss, and give me piss, and then give me piss, and yet me, yes, dear me. If you can't tell me, give me, give me, give me, and if it did a kiss, better hear me, give me tea." Well, we didn't exactly expect you to sing along with that last part, since it was in French. This is your last chance, however. It is the People Magazine version of this song, and it goes like this. Now King Solomon and his queen would carry on, so we heard in the ancient scandals. He bought her lots of silver coffee pots with diamond legs and handles. And said the Queen of Sheba, "I'd rather have any old Tiba. Cause everybody, all I want is a proper cup of coffee made in a proper cup of coffee pot. I may be off my dot, but I want a proper coffee in a proper copper pot. Iron coffee pots, sent in coffee pots, they are no use to me. If I can't have a proper cup of coffee in a proper copper coffee pot, I'll have a cup of tea. All I want is a proper cup of coffee made in a proper copper coffee pot. I may be off my dot, but I want a proper coffee in a proper copper pot. Iron coffee pots, sent in coffee pots, they are no use to me. If I can't have a proper cup of coffee in a proper copper coffee pot, I'll have a cup of tea.
Coffee made in proper coffee pot. I may be off my dot, but I want a proper coffee in a proper iron coffee pot, since they are no use to me." I was ahead there for just a moment, I think, just a fleeting moment. I was ahead. That is the group known as Trout Fishing in America. And if you happen to have, you're confident that you have the correct answer to our afterthoughts puzzle, get in touch, because we've had a lot of answers coming in. A lot of people that are having trouble. Coming up with the correct answer. A few alternative guesses, alternate guesses that almost fit. share some of the answers coming in. In just a moment. Once again, the words are head, ring, and post. What one word follows those three? What if I added scout? Scout to that list. 412-200-5975. Here's hoping we will hear from you. John and Addie in East Deer came up with the correct answer. Tommy in Virginia came up with it. He also had an alternative road, head road, ring road, post road. Nah, the other one you came up with seems to fit a little more perfectly. Oh, Tom adds another clue of grand. That's a great clue. Grand. Larry thought the answer might be set. Headset. Ring set, like wedding rings. And post set, like setting a post. I see that. That's not the answer we were looking for, but it does seem to work.
But I keep on moving on. My hat don't hang nowhere for too long. Cause I'm caught up in the feeling of the singing brakeman's song. I got the hobo blues deep down in my bones. I've got the hobo blues. I gotta go, gotta go. God, I got the hobo blues. And when I hear that whistle moan, son, I gotta move, gotta move. God, I got the hobo.
Linda and Collier, half of the dynamic duo, has the correct answer, as does Nick and Wes Mifflin.
Now when I die, won't you bury me in an old box car with a coffee can and my old guitar?
Oh, make sure that I'm close enough to hear that passing train.
Freight train fever chugging through my veins. I've got the hobo blues.
Karen and Kaiser just came up with the correct answer, as did Arlene in Saco, Maine. And Susan has it too.
I got the hobo blues. I gotta go, gotta go. God, I got the hobo blues.
And I see that Bonnie has the correct answer. Bonnie, it's so nice to hear from you. It's nice that we share so many songs together. Talking about songs we've played for many, many years here at the Saturday Light Brigade, as well as some newer songs. Susan mentioned that man works, headman, ringman, postman works, head works, ring works, post works. No, she's saying man works too, not man and works and to work. The word we were looking for, master, headmaster, ringmaster, postmaster, grandmaster. and the other masters like Scout Master that we gave for you, Saturday Light Brigade charge to you if you came up with Master. Beautiful song now by Ben Harper at SLB.
Could paint the sun and the moon and the stars straight down from the sky. Carve your likeness in stone down to the light that shines in your eyes. Build a church in your honor, stained glass windows facing east, loving you, loving you is my masterpiece. Love you for who you are, I love you for who you may never be. From downtown all the way up to 142nd Street, and all of my possessions mean less than the very least. Loving you, loving you is my masterpiece. There's no time like now, there's no place like here, so throw your loving arms around me, dear, and I'll lean on you like a beggar leans upon the moonlit streets, loving you.
Stone.
was Gil Kissin at the Saturday Light Brigade with James Taylor's Wandering. And Ben Harper did the song Masterpiece. Mrs. Edwards just mentioned another Saturday Light Brigade classic, Tracy Loves Ray by Jay Hitt. And that's a great song to play as we approach Valentine's Day. We'll try to get that on. Happy birthday. Our very first birthday today is Emma, who turned 6 yesterday. Happy birthday, Emma. From your mom and dad, they are in New Bethlehem. Happy birthday. Happy birthday today to Lucas of Valencia from your family, Lily of Swiss Elm Park from Karen and Helen and Wilson and Teddy, to Sean of Brighton Heights also today from Grandma Sheila and Manchester, Kippy of Roslyn Farms from your family, Sadie from yours, Benjamin from grandparents June and Bill, and Cynthia of Irwin from Maria, Millie, Tilly, Lily, and Joan and Lisa. Tomorrow, happy birthday to Monica from John, to Jay of Ohio from Aunt Ricky, Uncle me, Uncle Larry, and your whole family. Louise of Regent Square from Dad Joe. Tim from wife Gretchen and kids Katie and Brian. Happy birthday also on the 8th to Julia from Mom and Dad, and Peter, Andrew, and Maria. It's the wedding anniversary of Ed and Deb Moretti in Los Angeles. Happy birthday to the two of you, or anniversary to the two of you. Sam and Crafton has a birthday on the 8th. Happy birthday to you, Sam. And Brendan of Allison Park, happy birthday to you from Jim and Joan. Happy birthday to Nick of West Mifflin. Nick is the first of our February 9th birthdays. Your brother Tom and your cousins on Shea Mountain wish you a happy birthday. Anne from Dan, Jim, and Beth. Liam of Verona from Mom and Dad. Diane of Avalon from Gary and Stephen. And Madeline of Mercer from Brother Jackson and a family. On February 10th, we have Fred of Crescent. Sherry of Elwood City from a husband, Dom, and the whole family. David of San Francisco from Katie, Clay, Bethany, and Jeffrey. Bob from wife Joanne. Scott from Ellen, Laura, and Andy. Turning to February 11th, we have Sarah from sister Kelsey of Jeanette. Francie of Canonsburg from Bob and Dad and Ava. John from Annie. Quay of Cranberry Township from Dad John, Mom Carol, and sister Ray. We have Catherine of O'Hara. Also on the 11th, Tom of Glassport from Karen, Tanya, and Jackie. Garrett of McMurray from Mark, Gretchen, and Brendan. Emily from Mom and Dad and Gussie. Mammy of Georgia, Fortson to be exact, from Chris, Steve, and Lauren. On the 12th, happy birthday to Stephen from Martha and David of Friendship. Shirley of Crescent from son Fred and husband Fred. Cooper from Mom Kelsey, Dad, and Mason. Fat Man D from your friends at SLB. Her birthday is the 12th, and she'll be here with us next week. Happy birthday also to Mia of Monroeville from Ellie, and Jessica of Upper St. Clair from Tim, as well as Hunter and Tanner. And here is a brand new birthday. Friday the 13th, happy birthday to Erica in Lylesville, North Carolina. Somebody really loves you and wanted us to wish you happy birthday.